Welcome to Disembodied. This is episode 6, and it's called Mantra. So we all know that meditation can be tough to master in the beginning, but there's help in the form of using your body to focus your mind. So you can then forget about your body for a while in meditation. This week, I want to give you some information about chanting a mantra. And I want to follow that with a practical mantra to integrate into your meditation as a lead-in when you feel unable to meditate due to a host of distractions. Chanting can help you focus and put you into a quiet state of mind. There are a lot of phrases you can chant. First of all, I'm drawn to other languages. I guess that gives me a certain comfort level with chanting in languages other than English. I do speak German and I speak some Spanish, but I don't chant in either of those languages. Not yet, at least. Vedic chanting is what I usually reach for when I need wind beneath my wings, so to speak. I'll give you a disclaimer. I have never studied Sanskrit or Hindi, yet many of the Vedic phrases are fairly straightforward in their pronunciation. Some longer words may be harder to tackle initially, but there's a good ratio of vowels to consonants, it seems to me. And that facilitates pronunciation and allows the words to roll off your tongue, even if you have no exposure to that language generally. You may still be thinking, why chant at all? I'll give you some more reasons. Chanting is a little like singing in that it allows you to sustain vowel notes, vowel sounds rather, which then vibrate in your skull. When you intone vowels, such as A, which would be ah, it creates sonic vibrations in your head and it stimulates parts of your brain, actually. It can also vibrate the pineal gland in your third eye area, and that opens you up to a deeper meditative experience. Above all, it's uplifting to sing or chant. When you feel down or unable to focus, try chanting for a few minutes. Honestly, if I had a good singing voice, I might prefer to sing, but I don't. Chanting is accessible to everybody, even those of us who sing off-key. For the practical aspect of this episode, I'm going to give you an easy phrase or mantra to chant, and it's Om Namah Shivaya. This is the basic Shiva mantra, and it's supposed to bring light into your consciousness. It can aid you with physical and spiritual wellness. You can intone it in different ways, such as Om Namah Shivaya. That's the short version, I would say. But I think it's more in keeping with Vedic tradition to draw out the vowel sounds, such as Om Namah Shivaya. And that's a little more rhythmic as well when you're doing it one after another after another. So that makes it more enjoyable. Try it both ways. I prefer the longer vowel intonations myself. And folks, there are abundant YouTube videos with many hours of recorded mantra chanting, not just this one. This is a great tool we have at our fingertips. I would still urge you to actually do the chanting yourself. On those occasions when you're tired out, then make use of the recorded chanting. In addition, I sometimes run a Ganesha or Shiva chant while I'm working on my laptop. The rhythm of the chant helps me focus, so that's another way to use recorded chanting. I also feel I can tap into that uplifting energy even when I'm not chanting along with the audio recording. So just listening to it can be uplifting. So what is it we're tuning into when we chant, you might ask? For those of you who believe in a pantheon of gods, it would be Shiva, who along with Brahma and Vishnu make up a holy trinity of divine creators. For the record, I'm not vested in getting you to believe in any particular god. I'm more interested in presenting spiritual practices that seem to help people, especially people that may be suffering from depression, since it's so common nowadays. Some of you may believe gods represent different strains of a primordial energy that humans can tap into, and the practice of chanting will therefore aid you in tapping this energy and in elevating your own energy. However, if you can't be bothered with the spirit side of chanting, consider this. Before TV was widespread, people used to play musical instruments and sing a lot more than they do now. In the US, it was common to attend parties where people would sing together as someone played the piano. Not to say people no longer sing, but we sing a lot less these days. What technology has rooted out of our lives in the form of television, we can add back in, right? If singing improves your mood, chanting can do the same. We need strategies to deal not only with isolation in this tech-driven world, but also to deal with a sense of disconnectedness, even when we're in the presence of people. If technology is allowing us to feel disenfranchised, we can re-enfranchise ourselves. Chanting with others is even more powerful, I think, than chanting alone. So, in addition to trying it alone, you can try chanting with your significant other, roommate, friend, sibling, or whatever. And when you're alone, you've also got fellow chanters at your fingertips, too, on YouTube. Maybe in the end, YouTube will save us. At any rate, I'm going to do a couple more basic Shiva mantra chants for you, and then we'll close out here for this episode. So, this is the longer vowel intonation style of chanting. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. And there you have it. You could do that all night long, and I'm sure it will do something for your consciousness. I believe it. Just try it. At the very least, it will elevate your mood. On that note, take care. Stay safe.